This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Truly, I'm thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that we have over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. I'm thanking God for salvation, how God saved me through the preaching of the Word of God, through obeying the commandments of God. And truly the scripture says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And I'm thanking God also for a teaching priest. We have the true God, we have God's law. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Deese, elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Glad for this day of utterance. This is the Sabbath day, and we're going to talk about the untoward generation and identify who they are and how they are. Before we get into that thought, choir is going to sing The Gates of Zion. From the Lord, and it's through the gates of Zion. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God the saints really sang that number. Deacon Fina, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. covenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. This is for the Sabbath. And I'm grateful for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, Noah, our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. Why do we say they're great? Because the scripture says they that do and teach shall be called great in the kingdom. Now, maybe you won't call them great, but that would only mean to me you're not in the kingdom. If you're in the kingdom, which means you have the knowledge of God, you would call them great. And don't feel bad, because when the Lord came, the scribes and Pharisees, they didn't esteem him highly like his disciples did. His disciples laid their clothes down and palms as he rode in on an ass. He was meek and lowly, but so many didn't want to honor him, but his disciples did. Why did they want to honor him? Because they were the untoward generation. And we deal with that yet today. Before we get into that thought, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scripture. And maybe ones that hear me feel like I'm only quoting certain scriptures. Well, if you have another scripture I should be paying attention to that will take me away from the commandments or bring me to maybe your doctrine, if it's not like the doctrine that I know to be of God, tell me about it. Email me, call me. I'll be happy to look at any scripture you have. Acts 2 and 38 is where we want to start. Untoward generation is the generation that don't know God. And the secret about this untoward generation, all of them are not necessarily obscene, violent, forward, because sometimes they can be as sweet as pie, because they have the attributes of the devil. The devil is good and evil. And that's why so many don't know God. God is only good. There's none good but one. And if you're not one with God, you are no good either. You are good and evil. Acts 2 and 38, what does it say?
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name
Peter
of Jesus Christ.
Peter was preaching. And he was letting them know the history of this way. David spoke of the patriarchs, came on down to Jesus, and let them know you were the ones that crucified him. And when they heard the word, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto him, repent. Then Peter, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Mm-hmm. Peter said, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission
of sins.
Of sins. Not to continue in sin, but for the remission. Mm-hmm. That our sins may be remitted, abated.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Some get so confused about the gift of the Holy Ghost. They think to get the gift means you run around and you shout. They think when you get the gift of the Holy Ghost, you begin to speak in a tongue that you don't know you're speaking in. And that might be, but what's most important, the tongue you're speaking in, God don't even know what tongue you're speaking in. And God raises up somebody else in the corner across the room, some what you call an interpreter, to interpret what you don't even understand. They don't understand it. The person speaking said, I don't know what God said, but my mouth opened and it spoke. And the person heard it and said, well, this is the interpretation. I don't know what it means, but that's the interpretation. is foolishness.
Yes, it is.
God never worked like that. Everyone that spoke in a tongue, there was someone with a tongue of understanding, and it was a true language.
Beautiful.
It was not a language only God knew. That's not in the scripture. Mm-hmm. What?
For the promise is unto you and to your children. And
the promise is unto us, those that will receive his word. Not just the Jews. Promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. Because we were all far off from God, and not because of a race. It's because of what we understood to be the doctrine. Those that he came to didn't know the doctrine. They had the word, but they didn't know the doctrine because they weren't doing it. They weren't in the spirit of the word. As I say a second ago or two, when it says that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is God. Because when you obey God, God will make his abode. The Lord will make his abode with you. When you obey and begin to come from these ways that are not like God, when God cleans you up and you're obedient to the word, God will make his abode. He cannot make his abode unless he's in your mind through teaching to do it. And you put it in action. And as he's cleaning you up, he makes his abode. That's the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the gift of God's word, which you hear, and you have to keep it in your heart and mind from the day you hear his voice. That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the voice. The Holy Ghost is the spirit. The Holy Ghost is the word. The Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost is God. It's all the same. One. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
What?
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward
now
generation.
Now that's the plight we have here. Save ourselves from this untoward generation. Now it's not just talking about someone out there. That untoward generation, what we brought into church. The ways of the untoward generation. We have to save ourselves from that. That's something we have to do. We have to save ourselves from that. God only gives us the tools to work with. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Proverbs 30 and 11. I'm not just talking about our loved ones, our children, our friends and relatives. It's talking about you and I. When this enemy brings these untoward generational ways to us, let's not receive it again or for the first time and act upon it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Proverbs 30 and 11.
There is a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother.
That's so many times those we grow up with, those we raise. When they're a child, they're wonderful. But once they begin to feel who they are, and their own desires begin to really hunger, they will curse you and disrespect you because of what they feel. They want to give themselves to that more. That's the untoward generation. What?
There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes.
And in their own eyes, and all of us have experienced this, even those in the world, they experience the same thing. Raise your children up, and all of a sudden, they know more than you. And what you call clean, they say, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. That ain't the only thing clean. What you call dirty, they say, well, that ain't dirty to me. That's what you think. Because now they're feeling their own way. It's coming to fruition now. The ways we were all born into and we had to reckon with. And we're yet reckoning with things that we have to kill out. But they're just coming into it. They don't have a mind to live like you and I. Now they want to tell you, you ain't the only one saved. You ain't this and you ain't that. And they're ready to curse you. And they're not blessing the mother now. The mother who they bless, oh, mommy, thank you, mommy. Now it's, mommy, you ain't the only one. All the sacrifices you've made for them, now they want to push it back in your face. That's an untoward generation. Mm-hmm. Pure in their own eyes, what?
And yet is not washed from their filthiness.
They're not washed from their filthiness because the filthiness we're talking about is spiritual. The way they act, they don't call that filthiness. They say, that's my right. I'm grown now. I can talk to you like this. I'm not a child anymore. What happened to honor?
Right,
respect. But yet that same one have friends, they say, well, mom, dad, I can't do that over in their house. They respect them. But when you live for God, true holiness, this is what this is talking about. And no doubt a lot of listening to me, you may have experienced a little bit of this, but you don't have the problems like those that keep God's commandments have. Because the enemy's not fighting you, and it's not fighting those that you know raised up with and the ones you raised like you're fighting the saints.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
There is a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes.
They roll their eyes at you because now they're not 10, they're not 9. They say, I'm a teenager now. I got the teens in front of me now. I'm 11. I'm 12. I'm in the double digits now. I'm a teen.
Exactly.
Now they roll their eyes at you. How lofty.
Mm-hmm. Are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up.
What?
There is a generation whose teeth are as swords.
And they can cut you going and coming.
Beautiful passage, yes.
Give you back words, and you say, well, wait a minute. I didn't raise you like that. I'm grown. And it's not just you. It's all the adults out there. They encounter now because what's in them is coming out. Now we have kids, some children, although they're a part of this untoward generation, some have respect because the parents teach them that. It's up to us to teach our children how to love God, respect God, honor God. That's on us.
Yes.
Let's go to Leviticus
yes, Pastor.
19 and 32.
All right, Pastor.
See, we have to take that stand. And if they don't respect, then we have to take a stand. Because you're going to have some that go against God. Some grow up in here under those that are sanctified and holy, and they come to find out, I hate God, and I hate you too. I don't like you. They ain't going to tell you I don't. They say, oh, I love you, Mom. But really what they're saying, I love you, Dad, but I hate what you stand for, which means I don't like you. I hate you, too. Some just don't really hear the message, what they're saying. See, I don't think y'all the only one. I don't think y'all the only one saved. So therefore, what they say is, I'll come around when ain't nobody else around. I'll come around on my terms. And we shouldn't be foolish enough to accept that, especially when you raised them properly.
That's right, Pastor.
You don't want to come to the church? The church is what took you and did all the things for you. God did all the things for you. And now you're going to tell me I'll come and see you and you're going to try to do it on your terms? I don't think so. I will be denying God.
That's right, Pastor.
Leviticus 19:32. What does it say?
Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head.
In other words, honor the elderly. I believe that with my whole heart.
Yes, you do.
From a child in here. Honor those that's over you. Yes. Thou shalt rise up before the hoar head. What?
Mm-hmm. And honor the face of the old man. And fear thy God. I am the Lord.
That's what God told us to teach our children.
Beautiful.
Honor. Fear God. The hoar head. Because that's a glory to God when you have the hoar head. That's wisdom. God wants us to honor the face of the old man. If the old man, whether it's male or female, not right, you yet got to honor him in the right way.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Pastor. Yes.
We should teach that. 1 Samuel 2 and 29.
All right, Pastor.
I was thinking about the Lord and how those he gave honor to, how he told some, I haven't seen so great a faith in Israel. How he told one, because they had so much love for him, they washed his feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of their head. But the one who invited him, they were at his house, Simon, that Pharisee. Lord said, now you, I came in, you ain't have no oil for my head. Didn't anoint my whole head. You didn't wash my feet. Didn't do nothing for me. But this woman, she just came with an alabaster box and did all this. She had much love.
Thank God.
Was that right to tell it like it was?
Yes.
Let's see what the Lord is saying here. 1 Samuel 2:29. What is he saying?
Yes, Pastor. It says, wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering,
what?
Which I have commanded in my habitation.
So we don't want our children, our loved ones, kicking at the sacrifice that we make for God. Oh, don't take all that. Keep your mouth down. Yeah, I ain't got to. Why I got to do that? It don't take all that. It's a sacrifice to the God. You weren't talking like that when you were young, but now you got of age. You know, where's the respect? Mm-hmm. Some have it, and some have it and can't show it because of the pressures from their peers.
And honorest thy sons above me.
God don't want us to honor the flesh above him, whether it's our sons, daughters, friends, relatives. You're going to honor the son above God? What?
To make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of
what?
Israel, my people.
What?
Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said unto, indeed, that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever.
Now God has promised us eternal life and gives us many promises. God has said to us, you're going to walk before me forever. That's eternal life.
Yes, what? Sir. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor.
You honor me, I'm going to honor you. What?
And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
That's why the Lord didn't mention anything about his sisters.
Right.
Lightly esteemed. Didn't mention their name. The writer wrote that they were there. And the two brothers, they weren't mentioned by the Lord, by Mary, only by the scribes and Pharisees. Said, his brothers, are they not here? He said, are not they so-and-so? Name their names, all four names. God didn't even suffer the Pharisees to even say who the sisters' names were.
Yes, Pastor.
Sisters, are they not here with us? Two of the brothers was with him. They were with the Lord in the teaching. And one was an apostle, mm-hmm. for sure. They made mention of his name. So the disciples, those two brothers, they were at the cross. I have no doubt about that. Where were the sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Lightly esteemed, because he was despised.
Yes, Pastor.
That's why he told him and said, now, I'm not going to this feast. Your time is always ready. He said, now, the world can't hate you, but me it hate, because I testify of it. The world couldn't hate them because the world loved its own. He was letting us know, as well as them, you're not saved.
Right.
That was those brethren, which include right. male and female, mm-hmm. those sisters and the other two brothers.
Yes, Pastor.
But when he said Mary and his brethren, that was the two that believed with Mary. That's the ones was waiting for him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But
that's
the rest
beautiful.
Were lightly esteemed.
Yes, Pastor.
Because they didn't honor him and he despised him. I believe the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
St. John.
Yes, Pastor.
8:48.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Now, you that hear my voice, you might be saying, well, you know, over there on this, I don't think they got the Holy Ghost over there. Because I don't hear nobody saying amen.
All right, Pastor.
I think they mentioned a brother Richard. He say amen every now and then, but I ain't hear nobody say nothing. Well, this ain't a shouting
go ahead.
Message right now.
Right.
This is to inform us. This is
beautiful?
A teaching.
Yes.
It's enlighten us.
It's
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Make you aware.
Yes.
8:48, what does it say?
Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?
Then when you say you got a devil, now, wait a minute, ain't that what they tell us? Our children. Call us, start when they get a filial osis, say, You ain't the only one living for God. I don't agree with your teaching. And you know what? I think you so-and-so. Because they don't honor God. And sometimes it's disappointing when you find out who they really are.
Yes.
You start seeing it.
Yes.
Start coming out. The cracks. What is that?
Exactly.
Yes, read.
Jesus answered, I have not a devil.
What?
But I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me.
They dishonored him because they didn't honor what he stood for. They didn't honor God. And that's why they do the same thing to us. And if you and I don't take the stand we should, when you dishonor one another, you dishonor God. That's what you do. We need to know those things so that we don't go there. 55. What did that say?
Yet ye have not known him, but I know him.
What?
And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you.
You're just a liar. I'd be just like you, a liar. You didn't bite his tongue. If I say, I don't know him, you don't know him. But if I say, I don't know him, I'd be a liar just like you. That's why we don't come and pretend like, well, ain't they saved too? No, they're not.
Right.
Scriptures don't say that. If you're not, listen, they're Baptists and they don't smoke, they don't drink. So you gonna say they ain't saved? They ain't living for God? They ain't living like, that's what Scripture says.
Right. Right.
If I say, well, they might be saved. I mean, I'd be a liar like you then, or like them.
Yes.
The Scriptures don't say that. You have to go with the knowledge you have. You can't deny God. Isn't that beautiful? Because
yes,
you know, one wants you to put them on the same level. It's not. God said, I make you the head, not the tail, either one or the other. Now, I don't know if God got it in between there. Mm-hmm. It's the head, and then it's the tail.
Yes,
so what about the middle part of the tail? Could I be that? You could be if God said you got that part, but that part ain't there. So whatever tail was cut off, the head, and then you got the tail. The rest was discarded.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes,
Pastor. Anybody want to? Okay.
But I know him and keep his saying.
But I know him and keep his saying.
Yes.
What is it saying? The commandments. That's what he spoke.
Right.
The commandments. Isn't that beautiful? That's the part they don't want to hear. Acts 2 and 4. Let's go back there.
All right, Pastor.
All right. Well, this is not the kind of a message I was expecting to hear today, Pastor.
It's beautiful, Pastor.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'm talking about this untoward generation. That's where they're at.
Right.
2 and 4, it says what? And with.
2:40, Pastor. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this unto
the world.
That's what
we got to do. So don't get upset with me because we take a stand and we speak as we do. We got no choice. We have to save ourselves from this untoward generation. Just because you can't see it is not my problem. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Peter 2:9.
All right, Pastor.
Save yourselves. And this is what we encourage today.
Mm-hmm.
All of us that sit up under this teaching, save yourself from this untoward generation. Untoward generation is one don't have no steadfastness.
Mm-hmm.
Here today, going tomorrow, like in these big edifices when you go there.
Right, Pastor.
It's only one or two people know when you're there. You know what that is? The treasurer and that officer that collects your money. Because the treasurer, they know when you ain't there, when they see you ain't paid that due or that offering. Because now when you come in, they say, we want your credit card. We just do automatic debit.
Wow.
Automatic 10%.
That is
so we make it easy for you.
Yikes.
Easy on you. That's what Toyota said. We make it easy on you. Said, we're going to get 10%, just take it out before you see it.
Right.
You never know it's gone. You feel good. And so when they don't come in a month,
right,
you know, the deacon might say, they all paid up. So, oh, they paid. Oh, they're beautiful. Then they say, well, you've been gone for the last month. Good to see you. What's your name? Yeah. Ask that brother, what's their name?
Oh.
Good to see you. We ain't seen much, but you know what? You yet doing the Lord's work. Because they didn't check to make sure you done paid up all your dues. You ain't in the red. But if you ain't in the red, whoever's claiming money says, where you been? And then they go filter back. That's how they do that. They don't care nothing about you being there. They got so many people they don't know, but they do know by that debit. Or if they see, well, you haven't made no offering. You ain't made no pay. You see that you owe choir dues.
Choir dues.
You owe Mother's Day dues. You owe the first. Okay, I'll forget it. It's a whole lot of stuff going on there. 1 Peter 2:9, what does it say?
But ye are a chosen generation.
What?
A royal priesthood.
Now, if you're not a chosen generation, guess what you are? You're an untoward generation. Yeah, ain't but two. Either you're chosen or you're in the untoward. But ye are a chosen generation. What?
A royal priesthood.
Royal priesthood. What?
And holy nation.
We're an holy nation. Not Baptist.
Holy.
But an holy nation. What?
A peculiar people.
We're kind of peculiar. We're peculiar because we're not untoward anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not that untoward generation. We've come from that. What?
That ye should show forth the praises.
Now, we're the chosen generation because the chosen generation show forth what? The praises.
The praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous
light. The untoward
light.
Generation is yet in darkness. But we've come to his marvelous
That's
light.
Beautiful.
And we're showing forth the praises. And
That's
now,
beautiful.
And when our loved ones were little, mm-hmm. they loved it. They said, my little granddaughter, Peyton, was in school. And she got excited and she messed the clothes up. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm going with that.
Yes,
no, sir. So they said, we've got to change her clothes. So they had a little change of clothes for her. So they had some pants for her. She says, no, I don't want those pants. I want a skirt.
That's right. Beautiful.
A dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did she say?
I asked her, I said, why did you pick a skirt? She said, because I'm in God.
Oh, yeah. All right, Pastor.
Now, if you add about 10 more years
exactly.
to that, you might get a different answer.
Yes, Pastor.
But right now, and the reason why she, you know why she thinks like that? Because we show forth the praises.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we
did.
Talk
yes.
about what God did for them. They're looking, eating it up. Mm-hmm. But when those feelings start growing up
right.
and come to fruition,
right.
you ain't the only one got God.
Right.
Why do I have to do this? Because
right.
they start feeling their own oats.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we show forth the praises of him who hath called out of dark, called us out of dark into his marvelous life. What?
Which in time past were not a people.
Now it's telling you plainly. In time past, Sister V, we were what?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast
generation.
Messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.